You're listening to A Little of This and Some of That, a podcast about food, friendship, and family. Hi, this is Dom from domskitchen.com, and thank you for checking out this episode of A Little of This and Some of That. My friend and co-host Carl was not able to join us today, so I'm doing a one-man show here, just due to some scheduling conflicts, made it a bit tough for us to get together. For those of you who have been following this podcast, you know, you may realize that it's been a while since we put out an episode. We want to apologize for the delay, but unfortunately, life does, you know, get in the way sometimes between family stuff, work, and now that we are knee-deep in Little League season, Carl and I just haven't really been able to carve out the time that we wanted to put a decent podcast episode together. We do have plenty of great ideas in mind, especially with the seasons coming up for outdoor barbecues, grilling, gardening, summer beers. We have a lot of fun things on tap, so stick with us. We will get back on track, but just to keep the creative juices flowing of this show, I thought it would be fun to put together a impromptu one-man episode. In our last episode, we were joined by radio and television personality and author Lorraine Ranalli, and we spent a good amount of time talking about her book, Gravy Wars, South Philly Foods, Feuds, and Attitudes. Today, I thought it would be fun to share with you some of my other food-related book recommendations. These are not necessarily recipe resource books. Like most of you, I depend on the internet for recipe ideas and inspiration, and literally have hundreds of my favorite recipes bookmarked. I go to them every week on a regular basis. The books that I am recommending to you today are what I consider to be keepsake books, conversation pieces that are a beautiful accent to your coffee table or maybe your kitchen bookshelf that you have on display. They are comprised not only of recipes, but of interesting stories and fabulous photos. Now, Carl and I both spoke about this in a previous episode. We agree that food photography is an art form within itself. It takes a lot of creativity to make foods look appealing, appetizing, and even sexy when photographed. Goes back to the old saying, it's the sizzle that sells the steak. Photos pretty much are the sizzle. And if you get a good photo of food, it's going to draw you in. It's going to pique your interest. These books offer fantastic photography. It's the paper that it's printed on. It's the angles. It's the lighting. The photos themselves tell the story. And these books that I'm going to recommend to you today have a lot of fantastic photos in there, along with the stories and the recipes and everything. My first recommendation is a book that was given to me by my wife a few years ago. It's called Cooking with Italian Grandmothers. Just the title alone, I fell in love with. It's written by Jessica Thoreau. This is a beautifully crafted book that follows Jessica's travels all throughout Italy as she visits 12 different Italian women from different villages. They all just so happen to be grandmothers, and they share their life stories, their recipes with the author. The book is loaded with fantastic photos of the Italian landscape, their homes, of course the beautiful food that they prepared. Many of the recipes are old world rustic dishes, which alone make the book such a treasure. These are the recipes that our grandmothers, our aunts would make, many of which you thought had no existing recipe. These bring you back to the old world. The look of them, I'm sure the smell of them and the taste of them. I haven't had a chance to go through many of the recipes. I just enjoy reading this book. It is a real treasure for those who are interested in the Italian culture and what was brought over to here by our ancestors. It is a beautifully crafted book. Almost 300 pages. It's a hardback book, and it's filled with so much history and information. I highly recommend this book to anyone who wants to know more about the true Italian culture and especially the women who are responsible for creating and preserving these fantastic family recipes. It's a great book. I highly recommend. My second recommendation is a book called Ratio. It's by Michael Roman. This is a 240-page paperback book, not quite as big as the Cooking with Italian Grandmothers book, and it does not contain many photographs. However, this may be one of the most important and informative books in my collection. As you already know, I am not a quote-unquote chef. I don't have any formal training or professional experience. I'm just a what I consider to be a well-seasoned home cook. I would not say, however, that I have no cooking education. I do take pride in doing a lot of research and reading for my food blogs. I find a lot of interest in watching these informative educational cooking shows. Of course, I watch all of the other shows that appear on Food Network, but I do really get into watching the informative shows. And this book has really come in handy for me a number of times. The purpose of the book is to teach you how to rethink the basic craft of cooking, specifically with measurements. That's where you get your name, Ratio. You learn how to apply a mathematical approach to recipes so that you are able to balance and adjust serving sizes without sacrificing or compensating, taste or texture. I will admit it doesn't sound totally exciting, but it definitely helps you develop a better appreciation for and understanding of cooking methods. A few years back, when I spent a day in New York City's Camage Bistro with Chef Abigail Hitchcock, she was asking me what my cooking history was and what books and magazines I use for reference and resource. And when I told her about Ratio, she just kind of smiled and pulled out her own copy from her bookshelf. So knowing that well-trained chefs rely on this book, to me that says a lot about it. I highly recommend this book for anyone who enjoys spending time in a kitchen and wants to learn how to better balance your cooking methods. A quick example on how the Ratio book works. If a recipe calls for, say, 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of water, that is a 2-to-1-to-1 ratio. So right off the bat, you don't have to worry about figuring out, okay, do I have to do, you know, so many cups to match this if I'm doubling the recipe or tripling the recipe. You just know it's a 2-to-1-to-1 ratio. And they go through a lot of examples for baking, cooking. It's just a really good educational book, especially for those that just like to cook at home. So this one is another book that I highly recommend you check out. Next up is The Flavor Bible. This is by Karen Page and Andrew Dorenberg. Now, this is a 350-page-plus hardback book, so it is definitely very much like a Bible. This is more of a reference book than a storytelling book, but it has a fantastic and thorough breakdown of every possible flavor combination you can think of, from herbs, spices, aromatics, to cheese and vegetable pairings, to the perfect holiday combinations. It's all in this book. Now, of course, you can do extensive research online to track down a lot of this information if you have something specific in mind that you're looking for, but everything is so well contained in this book, and it is a very good-looking and impressive book. Again, lots of great pictures. It's just broken down well between charts and guidelines. It is, in my opinion, a must-have for those who take pride in displaying their kitchen books. If someone sees this in your kitchen, I think they're going to know you're pretty serious about what you're doing. And it's something you can just go back to occasionally. You're not going to want to sit down and read it from cover to cover. But, you know, nothing's going on for an afternoon. You want to sit down and flip through it and just get some basic ideas and knowledge on food pairings. This is the book you want to go to. The last book that I want to share with you today comes from my celebrity collection. I do have a handful of celebrity books. I try not to buy too many of them, being that so many people put them out nowadays. And many of the celebrity recipes you can, of course, find online. They're linked up to their television shows. You just type in the episode and the recipe pops up. But every once in a while, I'll come across a celebrity book that looks well put together and covers a specific topic. And if it's a celebrity chef who I like, I'll go for it. This book is definitely one that I could not pass up. It is called The Tucci Table, and it is written by actor Stanley Tucci. I love this book for a number of reasons. First of all, Stanley Tucci is one of my favorite actors. He stars in two of my favorite food-related movies, Big Night, of course, and Julie and Julia. He's a person who takes pride in his Italian-American heritage, whether he's doing an Italian-American documentary. Again, the way he represents himself in these movies, I just find him to be very interesting, and I appreciate what he brings to the table, if you pardon the pun there. And a lot of that is well reflected in this book that features many of his family recipes and stories. Again, great photographs. I've used a number of the recipes, especially during the holiday season. I feel that what he's bringing is a good representation of the Italian-American feel for the holidays. So I found a lot of things in his book interesting, and I try to prepare them whenever I have the chance. The icing on the cake is that this is also a signed copy. It is not personalized to me, but it was a limited edition promotional book that was autographed by Mr. Tucci and was sold exclusively at Barnes & Noble. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret, and this is why I have these celebrity books that I have. If you are ever interested in trying to find an autographed book, if you're in a bookstore, just take the time to thumb through a couple of the opening pages of some of your books. I find this particularly at Williams-Sonoma. They have a nice selection of books. A lot of them are their own line, and they cover, you know, a wide variety of cooking tips and tricks and recipes and everything. But they also have a nice celebrity section of books. And Williams-Sonoma specifically is known for having celebrities come into their store, sign autographs for the latest book that they're putting out. And what the celebrity chefs do, as like all other people who write a book, they sign what are called nameplates. These are little stickers that are individually signed, and they're placed on one of the opening pages of the book. Now, when they bring somebody into the store who is doing personal autographs and meet and greets, they usually have them sign, I don't know, maybe 50 or 100 nameplates, and the store will put them into their books, and sometimes they will have those on display, listed under autographed books. Sometimes they just end up on the shelf, and I cannot tell you how many times I was in a store and I would see some books, and knowing that this happens with the nameplates, I'll grab a book and thumb through it, and as luck would have it, I have picked up books that had autographs by Giada De Laurentiis. I have an autographed book by Lydia Bastianich, which is, again, one of my favorite books. It talks all about the Italian culture and recipes from different areas, similar to the Cooking with Grandmothers book. I have one by Mario Batali. I bought one as a gift, signed by Mario Batali for my brother. So even if you're not looking for yourself, it is a really cool and impressive gift to give to someone if you can find one of these autographed books. So there you have it. Those are four of my most favorite books in my collection. I do have a decent amount of books, many of which were given to me as gifts. I know my sister-in-law is always taking care of me with the wine and cheese pairing books. Friends of mine know that this is a hobby of mine. This is a passion of mine. So books are always an easy go-to gift, and I highly appreciate them. Am I running out of space? Maybe a little bit, but, you know, we can always pack some books away. And again, I do use these. I go to them. If not for resource or reference, just to sit down and read and just to learn a little bit more. That's what this is all about for me. So, with that said, I thank you for joining me today on this one-man episode. If you have any book recommendations you want to share with us, or if you want to just let us know what you think of the podcast, please reach out to us at info@domskitchen.com. Hopefully within the next few weeks, I will be joined once again by Carl. I'm sure that we'll have plenty of exciting and interesting things to talk about. So with that said, I want to thank you once again for joining me, and this has been another episode of A Little of This and Some of That.